Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. We're going to be learning about the Inyan of Galus Hashchina, based on the Torah of Hagon Hagadol, the Hatzadik Hanizgav, from Yankiv Moshe Chalap, the Hatzadik of Racha. Inyan Galus Hashchina, says the Rav, Yesh Amnam Bechina Kazu, Shetivo Mahusa Legalos Gilui Elokus Ba'olam. There's this aspect, this element, that its nature and its essence is to reveal godliness in the world. V'zoa b'china shchina yukarela. And this is called shchina. V'shachanti b'soicham. B'soicho eloi nemar ela b'soicham. B'soich kol echot v'echot to be megale the shchina, to reveal God's presence in the world. As shiur hagili hanitzrach is galus, b'shum ofen yevshal lihigara. The amount of revelation that has to be revealed, we can definitely not subtract from. Ulizos, therefore, b'zman shehoyu Yisrael yoshvin alad masa, when the Jewish people were sitting in their land, v'hayu chosim v'avira dachya v'kadisha de eretz Yisrael, and they were dwelling. They were taking refuge in the pure and holy air of Eretz Yisrael. Hayimizgala hashira ze bigdolei tzadikei ha'uma. This shir, this amount of gilui shchina that had to be revealed, was revealed in the great ones, in the tzadikim, in the righteous, in the saintly Jews among our nation. L'fisha kol golus hagufim. The whole idea of galus of the body is really rooted in the scattering of the soul. If there's no pizur in the soul, then if there's no scattering of the soul, there's also going to be no scattering of the body. Shme'olam lo reinu shnei ochem emispardim ze mize im lo. We've never seen two brothers separating from each other, if not that there was an emotional separation, a separation of the souls. That's the idea of Avram. They're called brothers in the Torah. They're not literally brothers, but they're like brothers. That was the separation of Abraham and Lot, the separation of Yaakov and Esav. It was pizure hanefesh. V'alkein, b'zman shehoyu Yisrael misachadim b'nafsham. At the time when the Jewish people were united in their souls, v'chol echod hikir es makomo, and everybody recognized their place, she'oz klalus Yisrael nechshav haya leguf echad, then the Jewish people in general were considered like one body. Mehem rosh, mehem yadayim, mehem sharei varim. There was a head, there were hands, there were other limbs. Kol echad lefi makomo aroi lo. Everybody according to their place that is fitting for him. Haya kol agili hanitzrach lizgalos bedorahu. So the gili, the revelation that had to be. So we're in a case of ichud hanefesh. Everybody is together, and therefore the body is together as well, because the galus of the body comes from the galus of the soul. But here the body is together, the soul is together. We're in Eretz Yisrael. So the gili is mizgala b'rosh elu tzadiki ador. It's revealed in the head, the righteous of the generation. Shmizahaya be'emes kol ador mis'ale umargish begilui kemolemosha b'adim prati. So from this, in truth, the whole generation was elevated and felt in a revealed way. Like, for example, b'adim prati, in an individual person. Im omnam Hagilui Mizgala Kodim B'mochin, if first the gilui, the revelation, is revealed in the head, in the brain, hine techef meira ha'arizu al kol eivarim shekulam mispalim mikabirius haseichel. So in the whole body, all of them, it's felt throughout the entire organism, because they are all affected and impacted by the massiveness of the brain, of the seichel. Came his man sheklolus Yisrael hayinach shavim leguf echad. So too, when the Jewish people were considered one body, tekev kishehir ala rosh sadiki ador kulam hergishu kargashes hevarim apratim badim prati. Immediately, when there was a hair around the head, and it's sadiki ador, everybody felt the hargash of the individual evarim of a person, of an individual person. Kulam yirgishu kargasha sevarim apratim badim prati. Just like when the head feels it, when the head has its ha'ara, it impacts the whole body. So too, when there was a gilui on the tzaddiki ador, it impacted the whole generation. Shemizeh anu danim she'en ha'tzaddikim shebedor ha'chaim tzayim v'asir surim ha'musa ha'mosrim ha'sagasim l'sharim ha'daro. So from this we can learn that the tzaddikim of the generation are not just a means and agents that pass on their incredible perception to the rest of the people. Elisha tzaddikim haroshim, the tzaddikim are like the head. Uva hargashas harosh margishim sha'arei varim, and when the head feels, the rest of the body feels. Ki avodah hem b'lo avodim la'avodim, they're my servants and not servants to servants. Hasagas kol ish miYisrael tzricha leilich yashar etzlo madrega harumima lo aydem tzayim v'machzoram. The hasaga of every Jewish person has to go directly to him from the highest level. That's why we're avodim to God, and we're not servants to servants. We have a direct relationship with Hashem. Lo al yedeim tzayim u'machzayram, not through middlemen. Shigam Torah Moshe neitenes l'Moshe avdo shirak hu yimsirenu liYisrael. Ela tekev kshesig Moshe Rabbeinu sa Torah tekev sigo tzagam ken kol Yisrael. Torah wasn't just given to Moshe Rabbeinu and only he gives it over to the Jewish people. No. When Moshe Rabbeinu had his hasaga, Jewish people had their hasaga. He was the Rosh, but then it impacted the rest of us, and now we're directly related to Hashem. That hasaga is not just through emotion, we're detached from Hashem. That hasaga that we have is also connected to Hashem. So then why did he have to learn with us if when he got his hasaga, we got our hasaga? Vin shal ma shalom et imayim u achachon alivar hasaga it's kol echad miYisrael shekvar hasig in ishmaso shim shich yam shi chen alisayich gufo v'avein. The idea of learning with us is to be mevarer, to clarify the hasag of every Jew, what his soul already understood, and now it should go into his body. In other words, it should go from a place of subconsciousness to consciousness. Kol zei beisha Yisrael b'chativ achas. This is when we were one unit. V'chashem Yisrael neged ahar, the Jewish people encamped as one opposite the mountain. But at the time when the scattering of the soul causes the scattering of the body, but then it's not possible that it should be chal on the tzaddikim, the heads of the nation, because the nation doesn't relate to them to receive from them. And then this revelation has to be split up into numerous sparks and numerous parts. Shkol nitzotz v'nitzotz yar b'chol yachad Yisrael v'tzibur prati v'ulei gam l'kamadoyros. So it can't go to the tzaddikim, and then we get it further. No, we're not relating to them anymore. We have this big pizur. We're not one body anymore. So therefore it just spreads out into different sparks throughout the different people, throughout the different communities, and even throughout the doros. V'zeh w'inyin golos ha'shechina m'shnei pratim. And this is the idea, this is the notion, this is the concept of the exile of the Divine Presence from two pratim, two details. Ki agilu echol b'vas achas b'rashi ha-tzadikim u'gilu mufutach midargas ha-nevuah shkol ha-nitzotus shel esgalus ha-mishur b'tzkaptus ha-b'akum echad u'madregas ha-nevuah b'zman shelo efshel l'achol b'makum echad me'al shen espazer Yisrael pizu rabba sin eschinam rabba paska b'emes nevuah m'Yisrael kilo efshel l'achol b'makum echad ve'en agilu mufuto kim kavim kavim zersham zersham ze b'emes p'chisus kavad l'shchina k'v'yachol. So what is this galus of the Shechina? That this revelation that comes immediately in one shot on the heads of the tzaddikim is a revelation that is developed from the level of nevuah, that all of the sparks of this revelation, when they gather in one place, is the madrega of nevuah. And because they can't gather all the sparks into one place, because we have so much sinas chinam and we're scattered around, there's really no more nevuah, because it can't fall all in one place. There's a little bit of a gilui here and a little bit of a gilui there, zer po zer sham. And this is a prisus covered for the shechina. That's one prat that the Ken Chalam et Roshel Tzadikim Bevas Achas, and therefore it has to be a little spark here, a little spark there. That's a terrible galus for the Shechina. And also the Shechina doesn't like to reveal itself on the Jewish people who aren't ready for this Gilui. So when the Shechina can go on the Tzadikim, on the heads of the Tzadikim, and then through them we get it, so the Shechina is very happy. Shechina is not in galus. But if the Shechina has to go a spark here and a spark there to people who aren't worthy, who aren't ready, that's a terrible gullus. So the gullus is that it can't be chal b'vas achas b'rosh el tzadikim, can't fall in one fell swoop on the heads of the tzadikim, scattered around. And also the ones who it's scattered around to are not muchan lekach. So when we were one organism, it fell on the tzaddikim, and then we got it, and then we're now directly related to Hashem. We're directly connected to Hashem, to the Shechina, through the Shechina. But after we're going into galus, the body is scattered, the soul is scattered. It can't fall on the head of the tzaddikim and then come to us, because we're not one body anymore. So it has to go a little here, a little there, and that's prisus covered for the Shechina. And we're not ready for it, it's also prisus covered for the Shechina. So that's the inyan of galus Hashechina. Okay, this is obviously deep Kabbalistic inyanim, so we try to just touch on it, give ourselves a little bit of an idea, and obviously those who are on the Madrega understand it much more deeply than I do. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.